In sports over the weekend, Saturday girls regional team tennis meets held in Class 1A preliminary sub-state action in Atlantic. It was Red Oak defeating Southwest Valley 5-0, Harlan downing Atlantic 5-2, and then Red Oak beat Harlan to advance to the next round. In Class 1A in Glenwood, it was Shenandoah over Glenwood 5-0, Clarinda beat St. Albert 5-0, and Shenandoah a 5-1 winner over Clarinda to advance. In Class 1A girls action at Kemper Catholic, it was Kemper Catholic winning over Fort Dodge St. Edmund 5-0, Webster City downing Audubon 5-2, and then Kemper Catholic advanced with a 5-0 win over Webster City. Also in a 1A meet at Lamar's, it was Denison over Cherokee 5-1, Lamar's beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 5-0, and then Lamar's down Denison 5-3 to advance in team girls tennis. In Saturday soccer play and boys action, it was Kemper Catholic winning a Hawkeye 10 conference match. The Knights downing Atlantic 5-1. Sioux City North beat Lewis Central 7-0. In girls soccer on Saturday, it was St. Albert over Mason City 4-0. St. Albert beat Hudson 5-1. Bondurant Farrar over St. Albert in overtime 2-1. Bettendorf beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. And Urbandale over TJ by a score of 3-0. In Major League Baseball, Ryan Domet scored on a wild pitch, and the Atlanta Braves got a couple of runs in the ninth inning to rally past the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 on Sunday. Freddie Freeman started a ninth-inning rally with a leadoff single off of St. Louis closer Trevor Rosenthal. With two outs, Freeman went to third on pinch hitter Ryan Domet's double to right. Rosenthal intentionally walked pinch hitter Evan Gattis to load the bases and then walked Jordan Schaefer to force in the tying run. Carlos Martinez relieved Rosenthal and had a wild pitch while facing Ramiro Pena that scored Domet to make it 6-5. Dan Carpenter pitched an inning and a third of scoreless relief for the win. Craig Kimbrell pitched a scoreless bottom of the ninth for his 11th save of the season. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 8-3, Washington over the New York Mets 6-3, Chicago beat Milwaukee 4-2, San Francisco over Miami 4-1, Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 5-3, Colorado over San Diego in 10 innings by a score of 8-6. In the American League, Alex Gordon went 4-for-4 with a pair of three-run homers and a career-high 6 knocked in as the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-6 on Sunday. Gordon drove a 1-1 pitch from Ubaldo Jimenez out to right with two outs in the fifth inning with Nori Aoki and Billy Butler on board. Gordon, who led the Royals with 20 homers last year, had gone 134 at-bats without a home run. And wouldn't you know it, he homered again in his next at-bat. Another three-run shot off left-hander Troy Patton in the seventh inning after Eric Hosmer walked and Butler doubled for his third hit. Adam Jones hit a three-run homer off of Royals reliever Aaron Crow in the ninth inning. It was the first runs Crow allowed in 20 relief appearances in 17 innings. Greg Holland got the final two outs for his 12th save of the season for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Oakland beat Cleveland 13-3. It was Houston over Chicago 8-2. Four other games all ended with identical 6-2 scores. Seattle beating Minnesota, Texas over Toronto, the Angels over Tampa Bay, and Detroit beating Boston. Also in interleague action yesterday, the New York Yankees split a doubleheader with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yanks winning 4-3 in the opener, the Bucks winning the nightcap by a score of 5-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs a winner over Round Rock 9-8. Omaha defeating Memphis by a score of 8-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Miami Heat find themselves trailing a series for the first time in this NBA postseason. Paul George hit 3 three-pointers and finished with 24 points and 7 assists as the Pacers beat the Heat 107-96 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Miami. David West and Roy Hibbert each had 19 points for the Pacers, who shot 8-for-19 from three-point range and 52% from the field for the game. George Hill also hit 3 three-pointers and finished with 15 points, while Lance Stephenson added 17 points and 8 assists. Dwayne Wade had 27 points for the Heat, who entered the series 8-1 in the postseason and 2-0 in series openers. LeBron James finished with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, but Chris Bosh added just 9 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Game 2 is set for Tuesday in Indianapolis. The Chicago Blackhawks have taken game one of the Western Conference Finals, which could be a good omen for the Los Angeles Kings. Corey Crawford made just four of his 25 saves in the third period as the Blackhawks completed a 3-1 triumph over the Kings in Chicago. Duncan Keith snapped a 1-1 tie midway through the second period before Jonathan Toews added an insurance goal with 3:50 remaining. Brandon Saad had a goal and an assist while Marian Hossa set up two scores. Crawford blanked the Kings after Tyler Toffoli beat him early in the second period. The Kings are in familiar territory, having trailed in each of their first two series. They knocked out San Jose in the conference quarterfinals by becoming the fourth team to win a series after dropping the first three games. And they advanced to the conference finals by winning the last two games of their series with Anaheim. Game two is set for Wednesday night in Chicago. Well, Sam Hornish Jr. beat Ryan Blaney off a restart with 21 laps left to go, and then he hung on to win the NASCAR Nationwide Series race Sunday at the Iowa Speedway. Pole sitter Blaney was second, followed by Reagan Smith, Chase Elliott, and Elliott Sadler in the first standalone event of the season. Hornish, in the number 54 car, usually driven by Kyle Busch, led 167 of the 250 laps to win in his second Nationwide start of the season for Joe Gibbs Racing. Elliott has a two-point lead over Sadler and Smith in the series point standings so far this season. Ed Carpenter has won the Indianapolis 500 pole for the second straight year, grabbing the top spot for this year's race by posting a four-lap average of 231.067 miles per hour. He was the last of the nine fastest qualifiers to hit the track at Indianapolis Motor Speedway before knocking James Hinchcliffe from the top spot. Hinchcliffe earned the number two position for the May 25th race, a week after his concussion in the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Will Power also earned a spot in the front row, just ahead of three-time Indy 500 champ Elio Castroneves. Well, California Chrome might abandon his Triple Crown bid if New York officials do not allow the colt to wear a nasal strip in the Belmont Stakes. Trainer Art Sherman made no threats about the Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner passing on a chance to become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown winner, but he suggested it was a possibility. Sherman says the decision is up to the owners and added, "I know they'll be upset." Neither the New York State Gaming Commission nor the New York Racing Association stewards has received a request to use nasal strips on the Belmont on June 7th. In golf, Brendan Todd has captured his first PGA title by winning the Byron Nelson Championship on Sunday. Todd closed with a bogey-free 4-under par 66 for a 14-under total and a two-stroke victory over Mike Weir. He took the lead for good with birdies at numbers 9 and 10 and then went on to become the eighth first-time winner this season. Charles Howell III and Mark Leishman tied for third at 10-under par. Also in golf, Kenny Perry won his third Champions Tour major in the past year with a one-stroke victory over Mark Calcavecchia in the region's tradition at Shoal Creek. Perry closed with an even par 72 to finish at 7-under. Perry bogeyed number 15 but retook the lead with a birdie on the next hole and then lined up an easy par putt on the closing hole. Calcavecchia finished with a 70. Two-time winner Tom Lehman closed with a 67 as he tied Jay Haas at 5-under in that tourney. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.